You know, local economies are often built using whatever resources might be at hand. Oil in Houston, fishing in Gloucester, corn in Des Moines. Norman, Oklahoma is building part of its economy on something that it has in huge quantities, storms and tornadoes. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
At the National Severe Storm Laboratory in Norman, there's a map. Concentric rings show where in the U.S. tornadoes strike most frequently. The map's bullseye is right over Norman.
At least 36 twisters touched down in Oklahoma, including one described as nearly a half a mile wide.
Storms in 1999, tornadoes swept through this area, killing more than 40 people. One scored a direct hit on the town of Moore, just 7 miles away. This year, amazingly, a series of tornadoes hit the area again, following almost the exact same path as the 1999 tornadoes. On average, tornadoes hit this area every 3 years.
We have a natural resource in Oklahoma. That's our weather.
John Snow is Dean of Geosciences at the University of Oklahoma and director of its Weather Center program. On the wall outside of his office is a poster from Twister, the movie about the storm chasers who fan out from Norman every spring and summer tracking tornadoes. There are more than 700 people in Norman, either with the university or the federal government, who spend their time studying the weather. Snow says it all began 50 years ago.
1953 was one of the worst all-time years in terms of number of people killed. There were 3 major urban tornadoes that year: Waco, Texas, Flint, Michigan, and the next day after Flint, Worcester, Massachusetts. As with all things in the United States, Congress decided that something had to be done.
That led to the creation of the National Severe Storms Laboratory, which after its first few years relocated to the heart of Tornado Alley here in Norman. Other federal agencies involved in weather research and forecasting followed. Today, some of the offices are housed in trailers. Kelly Tarps, as the meteorologists call them, tornado bait. She's with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the government agency that oversees all of the federal weather activities here. She leads the way past a busy office where meteorologists hover over radar displays and computer monitors.
This is the Storm Prediction Center, their operations area. We have forecasters working here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Much of the research conducted by the Severe Storms Laboratory is put to daily use here in the Storm Prediction Center, where meteorologists forecast and monitor thunderstorms and tornadoes across the country. It's here in Norman where Doppler radar was first developed as a forecasting tool. That revolutionized weather warnings, and Severe Storms Lab Director Jeff Kempel says more improvements are on the way. Next up, he says, is adding to the radar something called dual polarization.
That will tell us what's going on inside the clouds, as whether there's ice, hail, snow, heavy rain, light rain. It'll also help us very accurately estimate the rainfall at the ground, only using radar.
Kempel says that will improve the Weather Service's ability to forecast flash floods. Developments like Doppler radar and computer modeling have done something else to weather forecasting besides making it more accurate and timely. They've also turned it into a marketable commodity. For Norman, weather has become what people in the economic development field call a cluster, related endeavors concentrating in one area. Don Wood, the head of Norman's Economic Development Coalition, notes that the world's largest private weather company recently announced it was moving to town. And as weather forecasting continues to improve, he believes so will its potential value to business.
And we're going to be able to give 6-8 hour forecasts to people, enough time that an airline can move their planes to a different airport, or they can delay their plane coming into an airport where there's a hail expected, to give people with truck fleets opportunity to know how to route their trucks. It's just going to be an amazing thing that's going to happen in the weather industry, and it's going to happen right here in Norman.
NOAA and the University of Oklahoma are now working to further build on Norman's reputation with the creation of something called the National Weather Center. They've recently begun construction on the new $67 million facility dedicated to researching and forecasting severe weather. Greg Allen, NPR News.